All right. Well, good morning. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. And welcome to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Welcome, NBC family visitors and all of you joining us by audio and video. We just want to say God loves you and God has a message for you. Amen. And all you have to do is receive. Amen. He, just like Christmas coming up a few months down the road, and everybody wants something for Christmas. Everybody wants a present for Christmas. Well, God has a present for you. He sent Jesus. Amen. And we need to receive what he has for us. Amen. So he's got something for me. And that's what you need to say. Lord, you have something for me. And I want something. And I ain't going to let you go until you give me this. You know, there was a lady in the Bible with an issue of blood for 12 years. Amen. And he says, I ain't giving up. And I ain't giving up, you know, and I'm going to get something from him. And Jesus is walking in this crowd. And people bumping him all over the place. But all of a sudden, the lady touched him. And he says, he told his disciples, somebody touched me. He says, what are you talking about? There's people bumping you all over. You know, when you know that you need a touch from God. Lord, I need a touch from you. Lord, I need to hear from you, Lord. He knows. And the lady touched him immediately. She was healed, but he says, somebody touched me. Amen. So praise God. Be like that lady. Amen. Have that hunger, you know, hunger and thirst for more of him on a daily basis. Not just once in a while when things are going smooth, you know, but all the time, you know. Praise God. Remember last week we were talking about the, what do you call it, the spare tire treatment. We do. We just put him on the shelf, you know. Hey, we'll pull you out when it's time for emergencies, and that's it. And that's the only time we remember him. No, we got to remember him on a daily basis. Remember your priorities. What's your first priority? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. So we haven't even got it there yet. So praise God. I'm excited. What slides? No. All right. Praise God. So grab your sword, grab your Bible, and say it like a mean at church. Amen. Here we go. Make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Remember, the battlefield is the mind. Amen. There's the hundreds of things going through there all the time. Amen. And you know the enemy is going to keep you occupied. Amen. The world's going to keep you occupied. We got to be positive in a negative world. And how are you going to stay yourself? How are you going to keep yourself positive? In the Word of God. Because you got to rethink yourself. You got to reteach yourself what the Word of God says about you. What the Word of God says about this day. What does this day say? This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Wait a minute, but you don't know what problems I have. He does. You're just not trusting him. Amen. He said, walk by faith, not by fear. Walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. That's what we need to do as a child of God. Amen. Remember, we talked about last week is we got to use our authority. He's given us authority. And you have authority as children of God, but we don't use it. Well, you know, if brother so-and-so was here, if pastor was here, if sister so-and-so, man, she just knows it all. No, what about you? You could do the same thing. Teach yourself. Train yourself. You know, whatever you're gifted at, man, you do that real well. Well, you can do the same thing with learning the Word of God. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. And also says that the truth is going to set you free. When you learn the truth, it's going to set you free. Praise God. Amen. So I want to be free. I don't know about you. Above all, Jesus above all things. God said, I'm above all things. He's the great I am. And I don't know why, but this keeps coming back. It says, cast all cares on him. Cast all troubles on him. Cast all problems on him. Cast everything on him. Why? Because he cares for you. It's time we understand this. When you take your trash to the dumpster, you leave it there. When you take things to the cross, when you take things to him, you leave it there. You don't bring it back. And trust him. In his timing, it's going to happen. And he's going to answer your prayer. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So get yourself ready to receive whatever God has for you. Listen, he wants to bless you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to change you. And, of course, he corrects us. Okay? So Let go and let God. You know what cast your cares on Him means? Let go and let God. Amen. Whew, man, that's a we that's it. We can just go from there. We're going to do a quick review, and then we're going to go back to being committed to Him. Amen. So praise God. Well, I don't need these. Praise God. Let go and let God means to give it back to Him or give it to God. Amen. Let's go one of our texts. Open your Bibles to Proverbs. Yeah, let go and let God. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6. And you know, sometimes you catch yourself and you say, man, we read that scripture all the time. I read this scripture all the time. I read that scripture. I say it. I confess it. Well, guess what? One of these times, it's just going to come out of you when things rise up. Say, wow, was that me? That was really you. It's called maturing, spiritual growth. Amen. So Proverbs, I'm reading from the King James, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, I trust in the Lord with all your heart, not half, not some. It says, all your heart. Talking about your spirit. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And lean not on your own understanding. And that's what we want to do all the time. We want to be in control. It's time to let go and let God. Amen. Amen. Because we want to be on the throne. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we have to remember this. Get off the throne. Get off the throne. And put Him on the throne. And listen, when you confess Jesus as your Savior, you also confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Okay? So, He needs to be in control. Yes, I have free salvation. I have salvation. I'm going to heaven for eternity. Yeah, He saved me. I received my salvation. But He's also your Lord. Amen. He wants to be number one. Not, He's not into part-time things, okay? Or half-times or once-in-a-while things, okay? So, but 5 says, I trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not in my own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all, man, this means a lot. It says, in all my ways, in all my ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct my path. You know, everything's modern nowadays, so we use GPS. I've never been there before. So no problem, just get your GPS and just type it in there. And man, it takes you everywhere. And that lady just comes on and tells you, hey, in 1 mile, do this. In 2 miles, do this. You know? So why can't we trust God to do this? Why can't we trust Him with those words? Come on. And trust Him. He's going to direct your path. But we have to give it all up. Let go and let God. Amen. Woo, come on now. Woo. Don't, yeah. Not Him, no. We've been through this. We've been through some storms. The only thing about it is when you go through a storm, don't camp out. And don't stay there. We keep on going. And storms come and storms go. So don't be a prisoner. Remember we talked about don't be a prisoner of your past. It's a learning thing, but you're not there anymore. You've changed. You're a new child of God. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. So I've been set free. You understand what being set free is? Do you understand that we fight a defeated foe? Satan has been defeated by Jesus. He's just so dumb that you have to repeat the word. You have to learn the word and use the word of God to let Him know. Say, listen, you're a defeated foe. You're under my feet. I'm taking authority over you. I'm submitting myself to God. I'm resisting you, and you have to flee. Not if you want to or maybe, but it says, He knows who's backing you. Ah, you know who's backing you? The one that defeated Him. He's backing me. Praise God. The fact, just because you've been saved doesn't mean the troubles, you'll never see troubles again. When storms come or troubles come, realize who your source is. Okay? It's not brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. It's not booze. It's not drugs. It's not anything else but Him. Seek ye first Him. Amen? And He's going to be there for you. Hallelujah. You know, I've said it so many times, but one day in heaven, God called Jesus and says, let's talk. He says, I want my people back. I lost my people. I want my people back. I'm going to send you. I'm going to sacrifice you so I can get my people back. And Jesus came knowing that he's going to be sacrificed. Would you do this if you knew you was going to be going somewhere to be sacrificed? No. But he did. And he came born as a child and grew. And every day, you know, once he knew, when he was about his father's business, he had to go and ask the Lord for some strength. Lord, I need your strength to complete my mission. We need to do the same thing. He's our source, but Lord, I need you. You're my GPS. I need your strength to complete and get where I need to go.
Yes, thank you.
You can do the same thing. Listen, I'm just going to say this. Don't see yourself a failure.
Right.
See yourself a learner. Yes. I'm still learning. And we'll never learn. We'll never get to a place where we know it all. We're learning the whole time we're here on earth.
Yes.
Amen. So see yourself a learner. Don't call yourself a failure no more.
Amen.
Praise God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. One of our scriptures we use was John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, he says, in me, you may have peace. You want peace? Says, in this world you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and I gave you this too. Don't let people, don't let circumstances, don't let troubles take you out of your peace and your joy. You bring them into your peace. You bring them into your joy. Don't let the world change your smile. Amen. I'm not letting them change my smile. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We're still going. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your path. Lord, I'm committing myself to you. I'm submitting myself. I'm committing myself to you, and you will establish my path. Amen. My plans. He has plans for you, and none of them include defeat. If you want to know what your plans are, go to the one that gave you the plans. He's got plans for you. Don't see yourself as a nobody. Don't let the world tell you you're not qualified, you're no good, you'll never amount to anything. You're a loser. You're a failure. See, they can do these things. Family joins in too. And friends join in too. You know, they say, oh man, let's just go booze it up. We don't know anything anyway. No. God knows better. Amen. See yourself a winner. See yourself a champion. Amen. And start confessing the Word of God and knowing what the Word of God says so that you could be what God calls you to be. Not what the world says. Amen. Not what you think. And, you know, we give up because nobody wants us. No. Be who God wants you to be. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And he put you here to complete and succeed and not just fail. Amen. If you failed before, it's time to dust yourself off, get in the Word. Say, Lord, I want to reestablish this relationship and get back in the race. Amen. Get back in there with him. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord says, I will fight for you. Yeah, when you will only have to be silent. Sometimes we need to know when to zip the lip. We don't know when to be quiet. Amen. We need to know it's time not to say anything. Because words, remember, words have power. If you never read this, words have power. And you're releasing them with the negative power or the positive power. If you're going to release anything, let it be positive and not negative. Amen. All right, come on. We're moving on. Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles.
Yeah.
Don't get to where, well, God hears so-and-so. God does it for them. God does it for everybody else. But me, I've been there. Don't see yourself that way. You know, God works for everybody else but me. That's not true. You're confessing the wrong thing. He says, Lord hears them, and he delivers them from all. Okay, so Lord, I'm bringing this to you, and I know you're going to deliver me from this. Amen. So not some and not half. Lord, if you do this for me, just half of them. No. Or some of them. No. He says all. Amen. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all cares on him because he cares for you. So give it all and press on. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice, be glad in it. I'm going to cast all cares on you, Lord, and I'm going to press on and complete what you want me to do today. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And press on. Storms, trouble, always get our attention. Realize your source. Still, realize, hey, what's happening? What's the situation? Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm pressing on. There's a storm. He told his disciples, we're going to the other side of the lake or the sea. And a storm rose up. Trouble rises up. And immediately, he goes to rest. But the disciples, they say, wait a minute. We got a problem here. He don't care. He goes to sleep. And there's problems here. Lord, don't you care? We're going to die. He gets up and confesses. He speaks to it. We need to do the same thing. Speak to those troubles. Speak to those situations. What? The Word of God. But you got to get the Word of God. Dust your Bible. Open it up. And read what the Word of God says. And now I know what to say to those storms. Amen. The situation. Whatever the situation happens to me. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Realize your source. Not the world. Not booze. Not drugs. Nothing else. But we often rely or depend on ourselves, our skills, our abilities, family, friends, money, booze, drugs. You know, all is well when everything is smooth and easy. But when things get tough, amen, that's when the tough get going. Amen. He wants us to be strong in him. When things get tough, hey, I'm marching on. I'm pressing on. I'm a soldier for God. Amen. Soldier for God. You know when he told you to put on the armor of God? All that protection is for the front, not the back. A soldier of God doesn't turn around and run. A soldier of God presses on. So we're going to press on. Press on. Press on. Amen. Woo, come on now. He's God on the mountain and he's God in the valley. He says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. If you feel like he's gone, that means you stop the relationship. You stop talking. He's there, but you stopped. If there's a problem there, it's because we walked away. We need to get back in there and get to going with him. Amen. I told you this. When you're in sin, everything's smooth, easy. Nobody's bugging you. Nobody's bothering you. But you try to get out of sin. It says to get rough, tough. Hell breaks loose. The enemy don't want to lose you. God sacrificed his son because he didn't want to lose his people. And Jesus came and completed his mission for us to be saved back. And salvation is free. Somebody listening, you need to hear this. Salvation is free. It's a free. All you have to do is receive it. I receive. Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Salvation is free. But you have to receive it. Amen. And we need to do that. So, we forget about Jesus. That's what I told you. You use him like a spare tire. You only bring him out in case of emergencies. We're powerless without him. I told you about Patricia, man. She's got all these kitchen tools. We have all kinds of tools in the garage. But they need power. If you don't have power for those tools, they're useless. We need him. Amen. We're his tools right here on earth. Amen. He's the head. We're the body. But we need his power in this world. Amen. If you don't have him, you're nothing. We're powerless. We're no match to a full-time devil. You know, part-time, there's no such thing as a part-time Christian. You're either full-time or you're not. He says, you're either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Don't give me this part-time stuff. Part-time Christian, no match to a full-time devil. Amen? So, no match to a daily storm without him. Need Jesus. We need the word to fight this spiritual battle. You fight a spiritual battle that you cannot win without Jesus. You fight a spiritual battle you cannot win without the word of God. We need to remember this. How are you going to do it? How are you going to overcome it? You're not. You're powerless without the word of God, without him. Amen. Realize God is our source and power. Praise God. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I say, wait a minute. When you know that you know that you know, I'm not backing anymore. Enemy is going to find out he can't use you like he did before. I say, wow, it's called maturity. You matured in the things of God, and you matured in the word of God, and you're confessing it's coming out of you. You've been taking it in. Now you're speaking it out. Amen. When you speak it out, it's got power because he's the power behind it. And the enemy realizes this. He says, I'm out of here. Amen. So guard your words. Some people react to troubles and storm in different ways. I told you, you grumble, you gripe, you grieve, you groan. But some grow. Let's grow from our troubles. Amen. Say, hey, if you smash your finger, you're not going to smash it again. If you did something, I say, wow, I grew. I know better. I'm not going to do that again. Amen. I'm not going to just gripe about it. I'm not just going to grumble about it. I'm going to grow on it. You know, trouble will never leave a person the same way. It's either going to leave you bitter or better. Amen. So let's hope it's better. Amen. Hopefully it's for the better. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think we're going to start here. Use your authority. Use your God-given authority. You cannot prevent the birds or troubles or storms or cares of life from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your life. I say, wait a minute, I ain't going to camp out on this. If you do, it's going to build a nest. If you do, you're going to take in whatever the world says you are. And you're just going to camp out and stay there, and you just going to be nothing. No. You got to take in what God says you are and receive what he says you are and press in, press on. Listen, you're special to him. You're special. So see yourself that way. You're special. See yourself the way he sees you. Don't see yourself the way the world sees you. Okay? See yourself special. You are somebody in God, in him. Amen. Stop running from your troubles, your storms, and your cares, and take a stand. I say, wait a minute, I'm taking a stand. God says, just take a stand. I'm going to take a stand, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here. Praise God. James 4:7-8 says this, so give yourselves to God, stand against the devil, and he will run from you. This is the easy-to-read version. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. You are sinners, so clean your sin out of your life. You are trying to follow God and the world at the same time. Make your thinking pure. Basically, it's we need to renew our minds on a daily basis or as often as needed with the word of God. Remember, when this is a negative world, and you see things and you hear things constantly. But I say, wait a minute, that's not what the word of God says. They're saying this, but the word of God says this. And even if whatever's happening, I say, I'm confessing what the world, what the word of God says, and I'm pressing on. We're pressing on. It's not backing off. Amen. Press on. Woo! Psalms 23:4 in the Amplified says, yea, though I walk through the valley though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. For you are with me, says your rod to protect me and your staff to guide me. They comfort me. So he is there. Know this. It's time that we grow up. It's called maturity. Amen. Psalm 46 says, God is our safe place and our strength. He is always our help when we're in trouble. He is always our help when we're in trouble. So you find yourself there, know that God is there to help you. Amen. You know, some of us see him as just a mean guy. He's love and compassion. He knows the worst about you. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. He even allowed himself to be sacrificed. He agreed with the dad and father and says, I'll go. I'll be sacrificed. And he knows all about you. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. He said he knew you in your mom's womb. But he loves you the most. He says, come on, you can make it. You can do it. You can do all things in me. Praise God. Romans 8, 31 in the New King James says, we're more than conquerors. What then shall we say these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? You know what's happening? You know what's going on? Yeah, I know what's going on. But I'm more than that. Amen. No matter what. If God is for us, who can be against us? Doesn't matter. Lord, I'm trusting you. And I'm stepping out in faith. So walk by faith, not by fears. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 says this. We have troubles all around us, but we are not defeated. We often don't know what to do, but we don't give up. We are persecuted, but God does not leave us. We are hurt sometimes, but we are not destroyed. Amen. I may be getting knocked down, but you know what? I'm not staying down. I'm getting up. Don't feel sorry, because you're blessed. You're a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. And you're a blessing of God going somewhere to happen for somebody. Amen. See yourself this way. I'm going to read you this in a different translation. But it's 1 Peter 5:7-9. Says, give all your worries. Here we go back to somebody really needs to hear this. Give all your worries and cares, troubles, whatever you want to call them, troubles, cares, storms of life, to God, because he cares about you. Yeah. Stay alert. Watch out. Yeah. Your great enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. It says, stand firm against him. And be strong in your faith. Be strong. Listen, stand firm against him. Be strong in your faith. Amen. I'm going to stand strong in my faith. I'm going to stand. You know, the more words you get in you, your faith builds up and drives out all your fear. I got to empty myself out of me, myself, and fill myself with the word. Fill myself with him. When I fill myself with him, my faith is going to grow. And I'm going to be a changed person. I'm not the same person. I had a spiritual birth. I'm a child of God now. You may see the same one on the outside because all you can do is see me physically. But you can't see me spiritually. I'm a changed person. And you can tell by my words and actions because I'm confessing the right things instead of negative things now. Amen. I'm not trying to be a world pleaser anymore. I'm going to be a God pleaser. Amen. And people are going to say, wow, you've changed. You have changed. I'm glad they noticed. And don't try to hide, you know. Just let them know. Praise God. Yeah, I go to church once a year. Stand firm against them and be strong in your faith. If you don't have no faith, how can you stand strong in your faith? But if you get the word in you, your faith is going to be strong. Amen. And your fears are gone. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kinds of sufferings you are. So we stand together as one. The body of Christ is not just here in Marfa. The body of Christ is all over the world. And we pray for one another. You know, the powerful thing about prayer, you can reach anybody through prayer. You hear it. Somebody tells you something. Pray for them. You see it on the screen. Pray for them. And prayer reaches them. It reaches God. And God can do something about it.
That's right.
So don't be like the world and just confess the problem and do nothing about it. And don't exclude yourself as a Christian. Include yourself and say, wow, I'm going to pray about this. I can do something about it. Your prayer can touch whoever it is around the world.
Yes.
Amen. Remember this. Hallelujah. And God's going to listen. God's going to hear you. He's just waiting for somebody to pray. Here we go again. Psalms 55 and 22 is a different translation here. Leave your troubles with the Lord. Leave your troubles with Him. Stop carrying them. You know what happens when you overload yourself? You got problems. And your mind is full. And you can't go anymore. And you don't know what to do anymore. You need help. And He wants to help you. But we're not opening up for Him to help. This is the Good News translation. It says, leave your troubles with God, and He will defend you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Amen. We got to take a stand of faith. Be strong, and be strong in Him. Amen. Whew, man, this is good. I don't know about you, but I'm standing in Him. I'm standing strong. This is what happens when storms come sometimes. The troubles come sometimes. It unifies us. As a body of believers, we're standing strong. You know, when hurricanes come, storms come, people come around and they help each other. They never talked before. All of a sudden, they come together and they're talking and helping one another. We can do the same thing as body of believers, you know, is help one another. Be there for one another. They share food. They eat together. They loan each other tools. They help each other cut down trees or whatever they need to do, repair buildings, repair roofs. Be nice. Wow. I didn't know you was nice. I didn't know you was that nice. All of a sudden, things change. They're courteous and polite. The whole community rallies together to survive. We come together. Remember, we're the team. We're God's team. Team meaning together, everyone accomplishes more. Team, everyone, together, everyone accomplishes more. That's team. That's the word team. So all together, we're united in Him. And we can come together and do something. We're not all called to do the same thing. Just like this physical body has different parts. One body, many, many, many parts. So whatever part you are in the body of Christ, just big or small, just do it. Lord, I'm doing this unto You. If you try to do it to please people, they'll never be satisfied. But if you do it and say, hey, I can only do this. I can only come and sweep for You. Praise God. Nobody else does. You know, hey, you know, we got one head, one little toe. The little toe is all hidden in their shoe all the time. You never see him. But you know what? If it wasn't for your little toes, you couldn't walk. You'd be off balance. You got one head, so you see it all the time. So, hey, I want to be a head, you know, because people see me all the time. Just be what God calls you to be, and be the best you can be. And Lord, I'm doing this unto You. When you're satisfied with pleasing Him, it doesn't matter what the world says. Amen. You'd be surprised how many people come and told me, what is it You do? And I share with them. He says, wow, is this all You do? Don't you want to be up front? Don't you want to do this? Don't you want to do that? He says, this is what I do. I say, oh my God, you can't never do what they do because they're always above, you know. And you can't never do enough, you know. They're more educated. They got everything, and you don't. It doesn't matter. Lord, I'm doing this unto You. And He's pleased. If He's pleased, don't worry about the world. Amen. You're going to succeed. Whoo, man. We gotta close this. It draws people together. It draws people to God. You know, we assemble. You know, one of the things since this COVID thing, you know, a lot of people drove a lot of people out of church. Oh, we can't assemble ourselves anymore. All the sporting events are back. You ever see them? Man, everybody, stadiums are full. Churches are still empty. What's going on with this? We got it backwards. You know, we can fill stadiums, but we can't fill up churches. Man, this is backwards. That's not right. Amen. Amen. Whew. And that's the scripture I'll close with. Amen. It says this in the New Living Translation, Hebrews 10:25. Write it down. Go look for yourself. Let us not neglect our meeting together. We say coming to church. Basically, we come assemble ourselves together. I told you this, and I want you to grab it. Understand this. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. We don't come to church because wherever you go, you're the church. Amen. I've told you, you're the closest thing to a Bible some people will ever read or see. They may never step into this building, but you see them on a daily basis, and they'll know, man, you're the closest thing to God I know. Well, praise God, you know you could do the same thing. Amen. But we say that all the time. We come to church. What church you go to? Well, I go to New Beginnings Church. But that's where we assemble ourselves together. This is just a building. We assemble ourselves together to encourage one another, to hear what God has to say for us, you know. Amen. Amen. And to have some great fellowships. But no, because tradition has it different. Tradition says it different. Know that we are the church, the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. He's the head, we're the body. And he uses his body to accomplish his things on earth. If the body don't do it, it ain't going to happen. Amen? So, let's remember that. We'll close with that. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Help us to grow, Lord, and be all that you want us to be, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen? So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. If you never asked Jesus, we're almost about closing out this year. So, if you never asked Jesus, your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Amen? We don't want to close. We just want to give you an opportunity. To ask Jesus, come be my Lord and Savior. Says, hey, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. That's how easy it is. But you have to confess it with your mouth. You have to confess it yourself and ask him to come and be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. If you need a touch of healing, all you need to do is just ask. Lord, your word says that by Jesus Christ, I am healed. Amen. So be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Whatever it may be, Lord, go and touch those areas that need to be touched. And each and every one within the sound of my voice, Father God, bless them, touch them, Lord, heal them in Jesus' name. And all you have to do is say, I receive that healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Touch them. Heal them right now, Father God. Praise God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So in giving, if you're watching and listening, you can look at our website. Go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and hit that donate button. If you're mailing it, go to NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And we just wanted to say, God loves you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.